This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Jess Hooker in flannel, how the gang gets dressed, and bathtubs. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wheel of man. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wheel of man.
Late at night when the bars are closing, alcohol takes its toll and the drinkers need their favorite vendor. A tasty treat of sausage splendor. Little man behind the car. Police can't catch him because he's way too smart. The smell of mustard and a big umbrella. Hot dog man's got the perfect cover.
He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Attacking the wheel of man.
Oh, yeah. He waits all patient out in the street.
All the hunters want to sample the meat.
He can't help but relish the fact the footlong keeps you coming back. Once you're feeling safe and cool,
that's when the wiener man makes his move.
You can't scream when your mouth is full. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wiener man. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wiener man.
Crowd.
Thank you. know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee is right over there at the sports desk.
How about you?
We're going to do that sports review roundup coming up. It's a new feature.
Oh, cool.
In which Chick goes to the wastebasket.
Well, that's just... Let's do it, Dad.
Chick, I'll get you an iron for those ripples.
Thank you very much.
The show is significantly better looking because we have... Jess Hooker, right over there. I can see her somewhere in a different building on the TV with a bright yellow flannel. That's very nice.
You like this flannel then?
That one looks really good.
Okay,
thank you. That's a good color.
I was worried. I was driving in going, oh my gosh, I'm wearing a flannel.
No, that's a good looking one though. Josh has a nice blue one on that looks good.
There was
too.
A blanket statement made that he hates flannel.
Right. Yes.
All flannel. Yeah.
You did. You said that.
Just it doesn't look good on the TV. That'll look good.
If you go to any store right now, I guarantee you they have a rack with flannels out.
Are you saying because CBS canceled all of their shows in the 60s because all the characters wore flannel shirts, that was why?
Yeah, that's why.
There was a resurgence with Home Improvement.
Yeah, uh-huh. Flannel.
Christy's got the leopard on today.
Yeah.
It was a debate if it was tiger or leopard. And then
it's leopard.
The idiots left the room and we had to read it was leopard.
So what you contend that gray looks good on TV?
Yeah, you got kind of like a dark gray.
I mean, light black.
This was a black shirt.
Well, all of your clothes. Shirt lasts you about 6 weeks, right? Because you sanitize it and then bleach it and then...
Solid colors always look good on television, and patterns can look weird sometimes. If you'd like to buy my new wardrobe, though, I'd be...
So there's Willie. Nice. Dark shirt. And then Patty G's got the gray shirt on today.
Yep.
We were discussing getting dressed.
Isn't it blue?
And we were discussing getting dressed, and it was Christy's turn. Josh, when you get dressed, let's just, for the sake of an argument, pretend you took a shower in the morning. And
I see. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. No. Wait a minute. You won't leave yourself alone.
Right.
You're fat.
Right. Right.
Now you're filthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he expects us to come in here every day.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Do you shower in the morning?
Don't forget that his dad's dead, too. Put that one on.
Oh, yeah. Dad died. We need to have the banjo. The banjo incident.
Yeah, you get the banjo. Yeah. Laugh.
Got to talk about the banjo incident.
I do shower in the morning.
You do?
Of course you do.
Yes.
Okay. So presumably you've dried off.
Yes.
One towel?
No, I need eight, Tom.
Yeah, it's kind of like hosing the elephants.
In fact, oftentimes the towel won't even do it. I have to walk through the local car wash.
But actually, there's a school of thought you're supposed to let it be air dry.
Air dry.
You don't have that kind of time. You don't have that kind of time.
No.
You can't just take a moment to air dry? Smell the roses?
You mean 10 minutes? Just sit there shivering? It sounds terrible.
I do a semi-air dry thing.
Has your furnace been turned off? Why are you shivering?
I'm stubborn with my furnace. It doesn't until we get down into the teens.
They haven't turned your furnace on yet?
No, and plus I don't like the first time you turn the furnace on. It smells like you've been ironing moths.
I love that
that
smell.
That burnt dust.
Yeah, this happened last week. Willie calls me up and he goes, I think I've got a gas leak. So my buddy Mark and I went over there and said, no, when you turn the furnace on for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
House full of mummy farts.
I haven't turned mine on either.
Can I talk to you? This is off-air, Chick.
Yes, sir.
You know why Willie calls you in a panic like that?
Yes.
You taught him how to do
exactly.
It. Okay.
And also, I didn't say I have a gas leak. I said, hey, I turned my gas on. It's a little smelly. I'm pretty sure it's just because it's the first time the furnace on in a while.
Oh, okay.
But if you could come over on your way home, that'd be nice. And then, of course, he brings the whole fleet. And Mark's little ass come marching on in.
Fire department?
They start smelling. I don't smell anything unless your furnace has a marijuana burning.
All the jokes
year of stuff.
And then you said to us what? Because you had three separate people.
I said that I just wanted you guys to come to check it out. That way, anything happens, I die in my sleep. You all feel guilty for the rest of your lives.
I like that.
That's what I said.
That's exactly like you talking. I hope you're happy.
See what you've done?
So anyway, I shower in the morning, I get dressed. What else do you want to know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the whole point is when you get dressed, is there a routine?
You're not going to ask them about
breakfast? Yes, very much
so. You're not going to ask them about breakfast?
You don't eat before you shower, do you?
Oh, I eat before and after. every now and again enjoy a bowl of oatmeal in the shower.
Oh, please. You never had a shower burrito?
Come on. Kidding me?
Remember that we had people that would drink beer in the shower?
Shower beers.
Oh, yeah. I've had a shower beer. Yeah.
What do you think I did before dinner at Saturday at Tom's? Shower beer.
I've had several mixed drinks in the shower.
Yes, for me, my clothes, I start, what do I put on first? I put on...
Let me ask you, these are serious questions. Do you lay out your wardrobe the night before?
No. No, it's all in my room.
I'm like I'm on stage and I've got to change between scenes.
Okay.
Everything is exactly where I want it.
No, gotcha. But they're all the same thing.
What do you have to select
from? You can grab anything.
You go. You take your socks and your underwear. You put them on the dehumidifier that's sitting on the bathroom floor, so they're right there.
You are like a cartoon character. It's the same outfit.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Wait, and you just go to your shirts and take the first one in the stack?
No, the shirt's already been taken off, unbuttoned. It's on the rack there, so it's ready to go.
Can you what, are see you a him? Fireman? Why are you so prepared?
Can't you see him mincing around, unbuttoning his shirts and buttoning them? And
oh, boy.
So my point, Josh, is so you get out of the shower, you dry off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then do you immediately...
get dressed.
Immediately?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, it's all very fast.
Do you get immediately dressed?
No.
Do you walk around naked?
He walks around the house naked. Yes, he does. Yes, you do.
Sarong the towel.
Willie should know.
Sarong the towel.
Sarong the towel.
Please tell me you wear a towel on your head, too.
No. I have not perfected that. And by the way, when did they teach all women how to do that?
I don't know, but it just comes naturally.
And now there's a trick, though, I think.
Oh, I have a special towel.
A turby.
The turby twist. Do you have one of those, Jess?
Yeah, I have a couple.
What's the turby twist?
The turby twist was the most popular dance in Saudi Arabia. In 1954.
It's
a special towel that you put on and it twists. It's got a little hoop in the back. So
you don't. I thought you took a square towel and did that.
No, I have a special towel for
it. You can do that.
You can, but these are like super absorbent and it helps your hair dry faster. Yeah.
Really? I think there's one of those in the bathroom. Aha! I had no idea what that was.
Yeah, I bet
you were
she probably has
how
one.
How did it get there?
Yeah. Oh,
so it's called the.
Come on, baby!
The turby twist. Come on, baby. Sure, that's what it's called. Okay, the turby twist. Okay. So, right. Josh, I sarong and then I walk around for a while, let the dogs out.
Sarong, it's right.
Mm-hmm. Do a little make my shake, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when you get dressed, I want to get so you're semi dry now.
Yeah, I'm very dry. Yeah.
Is it underwear first, then socks?
It's
then
underwear,
pants?
T-shirt, because I go in order of where my dresser drawers.
Mm-hmm.
So, underwear, T-shirt, socks. Pants, shirt.
Ah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Pants, shoes, shirt.
Wow. So when you put your shoes on, you do not have a shirt on yet. I thought your shirt was second.
Yeah, it's a T-shirt.
I have a T-shirt on. Yeah, I have an undershirt.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too complicated. Right, is the right leg always first in the pants?
Oh, for God's sake.
I feel like I'm a left leg first guy with my pants.
Please tell me what you want. I'll give it to you so we can move on. Please, please.
Now, Josh, with your socks, I've noticed with socks sometimes there's a white part and a gray part. Do you put the gray part on the top of your feet?
Do you wear the same? Do your socks match?
Yeah, all my socks match, yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot
they're
of people
they're all black right
a lot
now.
Of people don't.
I'm crazy about the laces in my shoes. They have to be flat and even at the end.
See? Oh, there you go.
Oh, you tie your shoes every day?
Would you have a guy come in and do it for you?
Yeah.
Josh, is that a little, little access?
I have a team, yeah. Sort of a pit crew, if you will, when I put my footwear on. There are some to hold up the, what they call, tissue slack, and then there are others.
Would you, if it weren't so unfashionable, if that's a word, would you wear Velcro shoes?
No.
I would wear them right now. I'm looking for a good pair of Velcro shoes actively.
I do have three or four pair that just slip on, and they look like tennis shoes, but they're every bit of slipper.
I think Josh is the one who said this. When the guy invented Velcro shoes, he said, this is going to take over the universe.
Yeah, he thought laces were dead.
And it hasn't.
Exactly.
No, laces are dead.
Yeah, it's just kids and old people.
Well, now there is a thing where if you get certain shoes, Air Force Ones, Jordans, if you're wearing the sort of lows, not high tops, you'll kind of lace them so you never have to tie them.
Yeah.
That used to be popular skating shoes when I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
There's a way to specially lace them. You put the ends inside the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Never have to tie it.
Okay. Well, just curious. Okay. Christy?
What?
Do you have a routine?
Do I have a routine? I take a shower. I dry off.
Slower.
I do tend to not put my clothes on for a while. I like the air dry thing.
All right.
There you go.
Uh-huh. What do you cover up your boobs with, a bra?
Yeah, when I'm dressing.
Yeah, you put that bra on right on?
I put my underwear on first, then my bra.
You put the right one in first.
Now we can't have a discussion because you're acting like a child.
That was funny.
Do you put it on the front and slide it around?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yes.
No, seriously, is there an order? Do you always do it in the same order?
Yeah, I always put my underwear on first, then my bra.
Right.
And then I will put
on...
And
do you do the backwards bra thing where you put it on that slip?
Yes, he just said that.
I want it coming out of her lips.
Yeah, unless you have a front loader, then you don't have to do
a front loader?
Yeah. Front loader, it hooks in the front.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Why aren't all bras front loaders?
I know.
It's the hottest thing in the whole world.
Actually, I love that.
It's the Fast Times at Ridgemont High unbuckle.
I am wearing a front loader today, as a matter of fact. Then I put on pants, a shirt, and then my socks.
Oh, last?
Yes, socks and shoes are last.
Okay, very.
But your clothes are always like a little doll clothes, right? Not really.
No.
Let me ask you this: before you put your underwear on, do you ever?
Why don't you
linger down
for the court?
Oh, okay. All right. I'll save this.
Do you ever take your powered toothbrush?
No. I don't have time for that in the morning.
Christy, you said front loader. Are you familiar with front loading washing machines? Can you sit on a washing machine?
There you go.
Okay. Now I was looking at this thing for Hell, Michigan.
Yes.
And there really is, I guess it's, what is it, an unincorporated township or something, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. This is the latest place to do a promotional
Airbnb.
It's only available for a few nights. But the one that they did for, where was the last?
Bend, Oregon.
That was on the national news.
Yes.
As was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion.
Yes, that was another one.
Yeah. So these things are becoming very popular. And someone just sent me this. There is a Climax Virginia.
Sure.
They should. They could obviously do the same thing. I think there's also a Climax Michigan.
Yep.
I know I was supposed to meet you there once, Josh, but you got there early.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was. Not it. You know that's not true. I'm on anti-anxiety.
No, I'm sorry.
Takes him an extra long.
Yeah.
He gets lost in Detroit a lot.
Yes, Paxil, Michigan. No matter how you go, you get there late. This is a far pharmaceutical hunk. Okay, thank you very much. Well, where were we? Jess, do you have any unusual dressing rituals? Anything
no,
we need to know about?
No, cold shower in the morning and then bathrobe and then...
You do a cold shower? Are you a fighter?
Cold shower.
No,
do you do
just,
it for the health reasons?
Yes,
or the,
I do. Yeah. It just helps you wake up and it's good for your skin. So.
Really?
They say hot showers really aren't good for you.
No, they dehydrate you.
I love hot showers.
Of course!
The shower, the better.
Hell yes.
Well, a hot shower's good at night. It helps you relax and go to sleep.
I'd like to represent the gas company and say, I love hot showers.
Yeah, me too.
And don't you dare turn off my gas or electricity, depending on where you live.
Sometimes I stand there until the water runs out. The hot water runs out.
Oh, you need to go tankless, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tankless job.
It's a tankless job.
Tom, Christy, don't you? We didn't have a shower when I was growing up. We had a tub. That was it. No shower.
Sick.
Well,
did
we had a shower?
Really?
Well, we had a shower in the tub.
Ooh.
We didn't have a separate.
You know how he hates tubs.
I lived in a trailer, for God's sake.
I hate showers in the tub.
Hate showers in the tub.
Yeah.
He completely hates them.
Too dangerous.
You just want the walk-in shower. I see.
Too dangerous? What?
Step in the bottom of the tub is a slippery slide.
Well, you put in a mat.
Well, yeah. Look, I don't want to have to... I just want to get in the shower. I don't have to build the thing.
Putting the mat down is building. Yeah, that's a real pain, all right.
Yeah.
When he's the house that he's in, when they were building it, I had my own bathroom, and I was like, hey, it's a regular shower. Is there any chance I can get a bathtub shower? Don't ask too much. And he berated me for months and made me feel like an idiot. And then he has three more kids. Suddenly he loves the bathtub.
Yeah.
I have to clean my shower. It is bad.
Is it
because it's my least favorite chore? I hate.
Is it a different color than the rest?
It's getting pinkish.
Yeah. Oh.
I will pay some. I will pay.
Oh, I've got. You should hire someone.
I've got a gal that'll do that for you.
She really will.
Yeah,
and not judge me.
Well,
no, she won't have to judge you because I'll fill her in before she comes over.
I will pay her $100 just to clean the shower.
Oh my gosh,
God.
That's ridiculous.
That's how much I hate cleaning the shower. Why does the shower?
Hell, I'll come
clean
over
your
cleaning.
Whole house for $100.
I'll
do
it for $100.
Yeah. No, wait a minute, $100. I'll be over.
You want her to leave the Twinkie wrappers?
He's just a monster.
My collection. You think I want her to get rid of that?
You're just a monster.
The candy bar wrapper museum.
Now you got those memories. Twinkies and candy bars while he's showering.
I wonder if he really does think I'm at home eating whole candy bars.
Yes.
We don't never get those fun size. Whoever came up with fun size, that guy should be shot. Fun? They're smaller. What are you kidding me? That's no fun. I'm sorry, Josh. We'll have to move on.
I'd love for that person, whoever it is, God bless her, to clean my shower.
You're not a fan,
I'll give you. I'll give you a name.
Why is it pink?
Mold or whatever. Mildew? I don't know.
Rust in your water, maybe, or something?
Yeah. You've heard of pink crustacean.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.